Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Okay. Obviously, the Lions are not going to finish in the... Be one of those seven playoff teams in the NFC. Okay.
So we got to start looking at mock drafts.
All right. So Lions picking at what? Somewhere around 17?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
We're not going to do that.
But I thought we had a season.
More your phone calls and feedback coming up. Another edition of Who's on Top at 12:30 here on Carson Anderson on 90. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 a ticket. All right. Here we go. Tim and Frazier, you're on 97.1. Hi, Tim.
How you doing, gentlemen?
What's up, Tim?
We're in the middle of a perfect storm here. We went from the best center in football to a center who is way below average at best at the end of his career. We went from a very creative offensive coordinator to a guy who will not make changes and adjustments. We're in the middle of a perfect storm. This is where Dan Campbell needs to step up and say you have to make this adjustment. If your center cannot block, you cannot run the sets they're running. Please don't call me fullback guy. There's three ways to get around this. You put a tight end in motion, you run an H-back, or you put an extra back back there to block. But he cannot do this on his own. It's just a fact. But our offensive coordinator never in his career has been able to make in-game adjustments or week-to-week adjustments. It's his way or the highway, and that's what's always got him in trouble.
Do you really think that Dan Campbell would put up with that if it was his way or the highway?
I don't want to think he's not, but where's the adjustments been? It's been all year. This is not a one-game thing. This has been the last three games. It got lightly exposed, got more exposed, and got blown open last week. So let's see what they're going to do because they got to fix it. Glasgow needs help. And as far as the guard thing goes, I got my own opinion on that too. I think – and I'll butcher his name, but the kid that's going to start at guard that's been here for the last 3 or 4 years.
Iwasika.
I think he's better than anybody they could have traded for. It's real simple. I say get a center. I don't know how to go out and get a center. You're not going to get a starting center in a trade in the middle of the season because nobody's going to give it up. It's real simple, but I think it was smart to say, okay, this is where this guy's at. This is where we have him rated. Can we get anybody higher? Well, I'm not giving up draft capital because I can't get anybody higher. And I think that's what really happened there. And I wanted to trade worse than anybody. But they've got to fix that center situation. I don't know how you're going to fix it.
Well, they got to figure out whatever they, you know. I mean, clearly, if it's as much of an issue as Tim and Frazier believes it is, then, you know, it's not as if they don't know it, okay? I've given up a long time ago on trying to coach teams. Because the closer I got to it, the more I realized I was unqualified. And even though I learn more and more all the time, so forgive me, I have really no comments on your quote unquote solutions. But I will say that if they have the problems that you say they have, Tim, I don't know that Dan Campbell should be the coach of this team. Well, if the offensive coordinator is dictating to the head coach and won't make changes, Which, tell me if that makes a lot of sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. The Lions scored, I think, 24 of the 38 points against the Ravens in the second half. They scored 24 of the 37 points at the Bengals in the second half.
There are changes at half. You're making your point being at halftime.
Yeah, they've made some adjustments. I mean, okay, they didn't handle the Vikings well at all. It was terrible. They didn't handle the Packers well at all. That was terrible. There's some clunker games in there. But Dan Campbell's not afraid to make changes to an offense if he doesn't think it's working. Go back to his first year when he said, Anthony Lynn, not cutting it, I'm taking the play calling duties. It's Dan Campbell's offense. Ben Johnson was working with Dan Campbell's offense. And now John Morton is working with Dan Campbell's offense. I don't think it's a lack of adjustments.
Well, I mean, one of the things I've always laughed at coaches.
They don't have Frank Ragnow. That, I think, is the biggest thing with this offense. They don't have Frank anymore.
Let's go to Joe in Rochester Hills. Hi, Joe.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up?
So I just want to talk about the third downs. We keep running these wide receiver screen plays, and they seem to get blown up every week we try them.
Yeah, they have not been successful running the screen passes lately. I think I agree with you on that. The biggest problem they have with third down is yards to go on third down. They're not getting anything on first and second. Or I shouldn't say not getting anything. They're not getting enough yards on first and second down consistently where they can be put into a third and three situation. It seems like it's always third and eight, third and nine. And their third down conversion rate is not good. It's actually quite bad. I think what they have, 17 third down opportunities?
Yeah, that which is against really the Vikings. High. It speaks a lot to lack of success on first and second down when you have 17 third downs.
The one thing that's been constant this year, Joe, is I think after every game, they've got stuff to work on. And at some point, you'd like them to have less and less to work on. You can just look at the game and say, well, that was a pretty good game and not much to work on. But even like, you know, the game against the Bears, they scored 52. There were plays left out there in the field that they needed to clean up, and defensively they gave up 21 points, and I'm sure they're not thrilled with that. Every game, there's lessons to be learned, and there's clearly a lesson to be learned after the Vikings game, and apparently it's two words, crossdog.
Yeah. We got a text here. Please don't do the whole show defending Brad Holmes. I don't want to hear, we don't know who was available or what those teams demanded in return.
Okay, then what do you want to hear?
Because honestly,
that's like the number one argument you have to go, because do you know?
Do you know?
Do you know who was available? I don't. And I'm critical of this. I wish they would have done something. I think they should have done something, and they didn't.
You're not mad enough. You're not mad enough, Gator.
But I don't know who they tried to get and what the ask was. And maybe the ask was something where you'd be like, oh, yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. Well, okay then. But you don't know. So don't tell me that I can't use that as an argument in return because it's the number one argument.
Patrick writes in, it's disappointing that Holmes trades away so much draft capital to draft unproven projects that don't play, so there isn't enough left to trade for proven vets at the deadline that address specific needs. Patrick, there is some truth to this, okay? Brad Holmes gives up middle-round picks to maneuver around on draft day. Now, in the end, he still has seven picks in the next draft, but it's two fourth rounders and no third rounder. And it seems like third rounders are a popular pick to trade at the trade deadline. And this is how he's decided to do it. And if you disagree with it, then, you know, fair enough, because Philly does it a different way. Although Philly didn't, let's not get carried away. Philly didn't make a trade deadline deal last year. They did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pat writes in, this is all via Twitter. I'm a bit upset.
They need to.
Well, I mean, they were 6-2 last year after 8 games. Lions are 5-3 after 8 games.
Yeah, 5-3, and they just lost, and they had a
loss.
They got a banged up unit on that offensive line.
Yeah, and it sounds like they tried. I would really like to know what they turned down, or who they asked for, and what the asking price was, or even if they asked for a player and somebody just said, no, we're not trading them. Pat writes in, I'm a bit upset. They need help on the offensive line. Their depth is questionable. Skipper's not the answer, and the younger guys are untested. An injury-riddled offensive line really limits and handicaps this team. They need to be healthy. I would agree. Dan writes in, I'm definitely disappointed with the lack of move at the trade deadline. However, the only silver lining is I hope it makes the players feel like ownership believes in them, and they start playing to the level we have come to expect. This is a really good team, and they can be elite. Nick writes in, how are we supposed to invest our time in our teams if the owners aren't investing in them? My feeling about all four Detroit sports teams is meh. I can't get excited for any of them if the owners don't believe they can't get better at the trade deadline.
Okay, this has nothing to do with ownership.
I got to tell you, if an owner is telling a GM what to do, I disapprove of that hire. The GM is hired, let him do his job. And
the only team in the NFL where this matters, where the ownership, it's Jerry Jones in Dallas.
I mean, people suspect that it matters with the Tigers, okay? But that has nothing to do with the Lions yesterday.
The Lions have a salary cap they have to work with. Now, do they have money to spend? They did. It's not an ownership. I don't think Sheila Ford Hamp is calling down to Brad Holmes and saying, oh, I'm sorry, we can't possibly take on another contract.
Last Friday, Adam Schefter called them the ideal franchise in the NFL that everyone is trying to mimic. If there was ownership meddling and telling, is there even a 0.5% chance that ownership told Brad Holmes not to make a trade?
No. I think if you're upset with somebody, you can be upset with Brad Holmes. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm disappointed that they didn't get something done. But I don't think you can't project that onto the ownership and come up with some argument that may have been possible 30 years ago when there was no salary cap.
Bob Jenkins tweeted us, I hate this world of hyperbolics, hot takes in sports. It's okay to be frustrated with yesterday, yes. Is it okay to suggest, quote, we need to have a conversation about Holmes as GM? Absolutely not. Sometimes I hate social media. It's Carson Anderson. We have another edition of Who's on Top straight ahead. You're on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.